This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
The Davis and Davis Show is intended for mature audiences with a questionable sense of humor. The opinions expressed are those of Davis and Davis, but even they don't always agree with themselves. Side effects may include uncontrollable laughter, eye rolling, and sudden urges to fact check. Listener discretion is advised, especially if you're easily offended, related to either Davis or operating heavy machinery. Proceed with caution, or better yet, snacks.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Welcome to the Davis and Davis Show, davisanddavisshow.com, and the davisanddavisshow.com for all your merchandising needs. Now let me introduce to you your hosts for the show, Scott and Burke Davis.
Hold on to your nutsacks, people. It's the all-new
Davis and Davis Show.
Drop whatever the hell you're doing and grab your friends, grab your family, hell, grab your pets, and shit them the hell down to listen to the... Hold on to your valuables, people. It's the all-new
Davis and Davis Show.
Drop whatever the heck you're doing and grab your friends, grab your family, heck, grab your pets, and shit them the heck down to listen to the most adrenaline-filled kick-butt podcast in the world. Bust open that liquor cabinet, grab the most expensive
stuff
you have, pour it in a pint glass, and chug that
stuff
down. The new Davis and Davis Show is about to
melt your face off.
Due to public outrage, we at the Davis and Davis Show are starting a new kinder, gentler format. So prepare yourselves. It is the all-new Davis and Davis Show. Halt whatever you are currently involved with. Encourage your friends, family, and even your family pets that you treat like your own children, and persuade them to hearken to our show, the most professional, calming, and mollifying podcast that money can buy. We humbly suggest that a beverage of your choice be imbibed whilst enjoying our oral interludes. The new Davis and Davis Show promises an electrifying experience so profound it will leave you utterly enraptured. Hey, it's the Davis and Davis Show. It's a podcast. Yeah, really exciting. We talk about stuff and other stuff. You can drink or not. You can listen or not. Whatever. The good news is, no one has ever accused us of being professional. We don't promise if you will like it or not. We don't care. You might like it or not. Davis and Davis Show Podcast.
Go to davisanddavisshow.com for links to this podcast. Listen at your own risk.
I may have to poo again.
It's going to be one of them nights.
davisanddavisshow.com. Please go there and listen to our podcast. Got 1,000 listeners this month.
Now, on average, is that good?
Well, since we hadn't put out any new shows until the middle of the month, yeah, that's pretty darn good.
Yay us. Okay.
I guess. I mean, we haven't put out a show since December of last year.
That last show was pretty good, man. I was listening to that.
Which one? The Christmas show?
Yeah. It had the great music on it.
Oh. By the way, what are you drinking?
Same old, same old. Little ginger and cheap bourbon.
I went with a Vail vodka. Vanilla vodka with pineapple juice and orange juice.
Oh. Can't go wrong with that.
So good. So good. I figured it was light on my stomach. I'm beginning to think that the whatever these Coke Zeros and Ginger Ale Zeros are using for sweetener is giving me trigger. Really, really bad. Yeah. Could yeah, be. For some reason, the carbonation as well is dude, I just sat in the bathroom and I think 90% of what came out was fart. Constant. But yeah, that Vail vodka. Any of you that have a Total Wine near you, it's part of their Spirits Direct, so you always have a coupon for it if you buy like 6 of them at one time. But I also went and picked up on Burke's recommendation some Evan Williams
Bottled and Bonded.
That's it. Which is the cheap stuff that you usually drink every night, right?
I'm actually drinking the plain old 80 proof cheapest. Then they have a middle one that is 90-ish proof. And then the bottle and bond's like 104, I believe.
Yeah, I do believe so.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. I mean, for being as inexpensive as it is, it doesn't suck.
Well, I mean, for that big 1.5 liter bottle that I got, or
yeah, 40 liter, bucks?
No, it was 24 bucks.
Holy crap, your stuff's way cheaper. Wow. Yeah, my 1.5 for the base stuff is 29.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me make sure that I'm telling you the truth. I did it through Total Wine, so Total Wine. Come on. Hi, Scott.
Good to see you back.
Online purchases.
Forgive me. Oh, fire today. Good Lord. Like, I'm supposed to get off at 6 o'clock on Mondays. I was there till like 8:30. Saturday, we close at 5. I was there till like 6. It's just been busy late at work. It sucks. I mean, it's good. Screen sharing. 24 night. Wow. Mine is $10 more a bottle here.
and the Maker's Mark 5th was
24. It's good.
Yeah. And then I bought some. Oh, I bought Meyer's pink Catawba wine
for $8.50. Nice.
$4.99 a bottle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
and this Pinot Noir for $11.04. I had to have gotten a discount on that. That's because that's part of the Wines Direct. That's not part of anything. That's part of the Spirits Direct, and these two were Spirits Direct. So I got a discount. A discount.
Very nice.
I'm surprised that you're bottled and bonded.
Yeah, it's more expensive.
That expensive.
Yeah.
I thought we'd be a heck of a lot closer to each other.
I don't know.
Usually I'm more expensive.
I know, right? Crazy world.
But the bottled and bonded, when at Total Wine, if there's something that you want to try before purchasing, usually they'll set up a little tasting for you, so that you can try it ahead of time, unless it's something like Booker's or Weller's Green Label, you know, the $200 a bottle shit. But if it's just like 20, 40 bucks a bottle, they'll crack one open, then they keep it in the case. And if it's in, you know, if they're in the mood, hey, here, give this a shot. I tried that bottled and bonded. For 104 proof, it's surprisingly smooth.
Yeah.
I was totally expecting to be like on fire, and it's not like that. Mm-mm. But I think I'm going to, I don't know, I might hit it a little bit later today. I don't know. I need to take a day off from this Coke Zero stuff that I'm usually drinking, because first off, I'm an addict. I can drink a 12-pack in a night, just because. And down here at $11.99 a 12-pack, you don't want to be drinking those like that.
No.
Hence the fact that it was cheaper for me to buy pineapple juice and orange juice.
Now I'm curious.
And partake. You don't do the grocery shopping, do you?
Not very often, no. So my 12-pack of Dr. Pepper is $10. Coke is on sale for $8.99 for a 12-pack.
Do you have a Kroger's near you?
I don't think there are any left in Ohio.
Well, that would be weird since their home base is Cincinnati.
So this, not in this area. That's really weird.
That is totally weird.
Now you get up to Put-in Bay, and there's one up there, and you get further south in Ohio, there's a bunch of them near Columbus. So they must stay more southern in the state. I remember when we used to have Kroger's up here. I don't know.
Kroger and Medina turned into something else. God, do you remember Fisher Fazio's?
I remember Fazio's. And I was like, you remember Gold Circle? Not a grocery store, but
God, Gold Circle had the the cafeteria like thing up towards the front, and they always had caramel popcorn. I loved going to Gold Circle.
Oh. Yeah, we've been taking over. Our primary stores right here are Acme, Giant Eagle. Meyer has been coming on strong and open up a bunch of spots around us here. Those are the major ones. Three stores near me. Oh, let's get Aldi's.
Aldi.
Walmart's Bueller.
Bueller. I used to love Bueller's.
Acme and Giant Eagle are Acme, Giant Eagle, and Meijer are the three big ones down here.
Who's your dairy provider? Smith's?
Yeah, they do a lot, actually.
I miss Smith's. They had the best French onion dip because Smith it was dairy like smooth.
Hartzler Family Dairy in Worcester. Luther's Farm in Richfield. Superior Dairy. Yeah, they're another one.
Hartzler Family Dairy. That's the ones with the blue silos next to their barn.
Could be. It was
the sign that we were almost home from any trip that we took because when you left Medina, you went down 71 to get anywhere that you were going. And we knew when we were coming by Hartzler's that we were almost home. 20 minutes away from home, man.
Their eggnog is unbelievable.
My parents knew the family. When I was like 5 years old, I remember going to their farm and touring the whole farm. Well, seeing what the farm was like and all that. What farm life is like. the titty bit is flashing. Tidbits back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fabulous thing.
Wild card.
We love the tidbit. I'm supposed to be doing something right now, and I can't remember what it is. I should probably bring that up. Home? A Google Drive? All right, cool. So what's happening in your life?
Work's been kind of busy and late. It finally got warm here. We've had some decent storms roll through, but nothing like you.
We haven't had shit. I mean, it breaks up by the time it hits Bedford. Like last night's was just rain. Today we had thunder and lightning, but no rain. And it was kind of funny because you could watch the storm cell coming towards us. And all of a sudden it hits Fort Worth and it just disappears and goes around.
Well, you said Jordan got hit pretty good with like 90 mile an hour winds and such.
Yeah, he's gotten hit. Well, he got hit again today.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him yet today.
He's about an hour.
He's an hour southwest of me. In a beautiful little town called Benbrook, but his parents live right there. So
yeah, that makes sense.
That's why he's out that far. I know he's looking for a plot of land closer to up here. But we'll see what happens. I think he's going to end up in some place like North Richland Hills, which is right next door to me. But it kind of puts his job and his parents the same distance in two different directions.
I gotcha. Equidistant, is that the word you're looking for?
I think that's the word.
Okay.
Two or three more of these, and it won't matter what the words are.
I mean, you're halfway there to a painkiller. All you really need is some coconut milk.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. No, I think I do have some. And I think I have a can of coconut milk in in the pantry. I don't know why, but vodka with you can mix anything with it. But the minute that you add pineapple, it's perfect. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. Cranberry juice with pineapple juice and vodka is so fucking good because it's tart and sweet at the same time. We were doing peach flavored vodka with cranberry juice and pineapple juice.
Oh my gosh. And
it was a floral bouquet in your fucking mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the same problem with cranberry juice that you have with blue curacao, which is it's artificially colored.
Yeah.
And when you throw it up,
it makes a mess. It stains.
It will stain. Whatever you do, don't throw up in your brother's Alfa Romeo after vodka and cranberries.
Well, I think you're talking about like the stuff you get in bars, because that's like a syrup and artificial everything. And pure cranberry juice gets its deep red color naturally from anthocyanins, many common cranberry juice cocktails include artificial dyes such as red 40 to maintain its consistent vibrant color. No. All right, there you go. You get really expensive cranberry juice, it's probably all natural, but ain't nobody got the money for that.
Cha-ching. Apparently I don't, because I don't have cranberry juice.
Bob Kansas stopped by work today. Just on his way home from work, and we kibitzed for about 20-ish minutes.
Really?
Huh. Talked about a little everything. Talked about, they're kind of mildly searching for a new bread truck because theirs is getting old. His bread truck could have historical plates on it at this point. This is an 03, yes. And this is 2026. So, yeah. Or maybe he's 2 years away. I don't know. But he was talking about redoing the brakes on that. And the front brakes are not the same as the rear brakes. It's got that goes without saying, but like he bought pads in a set of four, and the rears work great, and the fronts didn't even come close because the front brakes are from a Ford RV of some sort. It's just the way they made them, so they had to get different brake pads for the front. He reduced the brake lines and he had to do a rear caliper on the one side. But it's getting old, it's starting to crack, and the aluminum floor is starting to stress and crack in places. So he's kind of sometime in the future, he's kind of keep an eye out for that. His CRV is getting a little on the last legs, the transmissions get a little funky, but 186,000 miles on a, what did he get, a 10? No, he got an 09. 09 or 08, I can't remember. So it's getting up there a little bit. And Alex's Healy is, they were doing a lot of work on that. Tore down the engine, rehoned it with somebody different. It works like a charm. He's getting new suspension. He had to take off the wire wheels because they're all getting loose and you just can't fix them anymore. And so he's got this like junker-ish red Healy in his backyard. They took the wheels off of that, but because with the splines for the wire wheels don't work with regular wheels, they had to replace the rear pumpkin, and it's just, they did a lot of work on it, but it sounds like it's running really, really well. His leg is doing fairly well. He's still got the brace on it. The brace may come off in a week. Mary is talking about retiring on her next birthday because she's just kind of done. She works as a dental assistant. She's been doing it for so long. Her hip's bugging her, and you know, she's getting up there a little bit. Gorlock will be moving to North or South Carolina within the next year because her parents, who have her kid, are moving down there and building a house.
Ooh.
Oh. He said, he said Mary would be happy about that. And I'm thinking, your whole family will be happy about that. What are you talking about?
All right, hang on a second. Fucking nicotine.
Take a big old drag. Come on, let's hear it. Nicotine.
I'm scared. What is?
Oh man, I looked at your tidbit and it said 8:19. I'm like, dude, what do you mean 8:19? You're in a different time zone. It's the Put in Bay forecast and time. I was like, oh god damn it. What the hell?
Ted Lasso.
That's the thing I put up in the chat. Yeah.
I didn't think they'd make another one.
Well, they were talking about doing the girls soccer at the very end of season three. And that's what this new season four is going to be all about.
He's a sick man. Let's see if this one's up. Oh, I got a squirt out of it. I have like two bottles that are totally empty. But before I open up the next box, I was like, you got to squirt every fucking ounce out of that. Especially at the price of this shit.
I remember when you could unscrew them and like pour it into the next bottle, but you can't do that no more.
But it depends on whose bottles you buy. Because the ones from Dollar General, you are able to.
Oh, wow. Nice. So I get mine from Drug Mart, and they are the equivalent of the. They have to have the. They're not the regular. They have the soothing something in them. Not menthol, but they're extra moist. I forget what they are.
Oh, the moisturizing ones.
Yes. Yes. Man, you cannot open those damn Drug Mart ones up at all. Holy cow.
God, Drug Mart. I haven't heard that in ages.
I'd love that place, man. They got a whole little tiny grocery store in there. They got their little beer and wine. They got everything in there, man. I bought clothes in there in the past.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody the other. Oh, it was my police officer, Brian. had this huge discussion because we both grew up in Medina.
Mm-hmm.
about how far gone the city is now. it may as well be part of Cleveland at this point in time. Because everything coming down Pearl Road, all the cities are back to back now. You know, it's Medina, Brunswick, Strongsville into Westlake and Cleveland.
Gotcha.
There's no like you would hit Fenn Road in Medina. And north of it was just woods. And now it's just all industrial and retail.
Well, the city of Green, where I work, keeps getting a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's kind of like you go Akron, Green, Canton. It's kind of all blending in at this point, too.
Well, yeah, I was looking online at a house in Doylestown. And Doylestown used to be really kind of separated from everything. Yeah. And now it's like Akron, Green. Doylestown is off to the side, but it's all a part of that.
Well, you got Akron, Barberton, Doylestown. It's all kind of like swooping together through there.
But they're all interconnected now.
Canal, I mean, Fulton.
You remember like right when you drove past the Hoover plant, driving towards Akron?
No,
you had open space. I mean, you saw the Diebold place, but it was kind of like out in the middle of nowhere, a bunch of trees, right, and all that. You know, you got past City Renee's and it was really starting to get into trees and shit before you hit Akron. Yeah, it's too much growth.
Yeah, North Canton goes right into Greentown, goes right into Uniontown, which goes right into Lake Moore and Akron and Portage Lakes. And yeah, they're all growing little by little, and it's like there's not a lot of separation much anymore.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that, and hence the fact that someone asked me, would you move back to Medina? And I was like, no, it's too much of a city now. And I would rather be in the, I'd move to Amish country. just as long as it wasn't in Worcester.
Like Wadsworth's not bad.
Wadsworth is an interesting little town. It's the mini Medina.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends that were from Wadsworth. I still have a lot of friends that live there.
There's a little gnat flying around. If you see me grasping like I'm Frankenstein at butterflies, there's a gnat in here. Sorry. But I mean, Wadsworth's kind of nice because you got 76 is right there. It's real easy to get to 224 and get to, you know, but, and you got Marie's Pizza, which is a really good pizza place. It's got a little of everything, you know, and you can get to Medina real quick. You can get to Doylestown. You can get to Barberton. You can get to a lot of different places real easy.
Yeah. I don't know. Growing up in Medina, you always picked on people from Wadsworth, but
you're picking on people from Medina now, so whatever.
When you called the other day, I was watching the Yazoo Yaz documentary.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Because they did interview both Allison and Vince. Vince Clark, who was the founder of Erasure, who originally was a keyboardist for Depeche Mode. And it was very interesting to hear them both talk. He basically left Depeche Mode the same way that he left Yazoo. Vince Clark, I don't know, in the interview he seemed kind of like a dick.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not good. And I mean, he admits to it. He's like, well, you know, I want it my way. And then once you piss me off, I'm done.
like someone I know.
Who's that?
Can't remember his name, but I think his initials are Scott Davis. I'm not sure.
You piss me off every week and I come back. I've never Vince Clarked you.
He just used him as a verb. Oh, shit. You know why you come back? I make you laugh. That's why.
Yeah, when he left Depeche Mode, he literally let them know like 2 weeks in advance.
Hey, he gave his 2 weeks notice. Come on.
I'm going to be leaving. By the way, do you want this song? It's called Only You. No, we don't want it. Hey, Allison, come sing this. Number one hit.
I offered it.
Depeche Mode. Fuck. Now we have to actually write a real song.
And we don't have him.
Oh, that's okay. The other guy from Depeche Mode who wrote songs, and I can't remember his name, he's still in the band, has a deep, dark, fucking nasty ass mind. And nice. He wrote songs like the song Somebody by Depeche Mode.
Oh, okay.
Where you think it's a love song until the very last fucking line where he basically slams you for dating him.
Fucking one that dated me.
I'm serious. I mean, you've got those lyrics. Like, I want somebody to share the rest of my life, share my innermost thoughts, know my intimate details. And then he goes on to say,
when I'm asleep, I want somebody who will put their arms around me and kiss me tenderly. And things like this make me sick. In a case like this, I'll get away with it.
You dumbass
hits the button.
I don't know if I sent this to you.
Let's see. Oh, I got something to click on. YouTube's.
All right. Watch that while we go through some of our formalities.
It is time once again to call Robert Smith of The Cure and see if he is depressed.
Hello?
But hello, Mr. Smith. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling quite depressed today.
There you have it. Robert is depressed. Again. This is Burke Davis with the Ukraine War Update.
They're still fighting.
That was Burke Davis with the Ukraine War Update. And now here is Burke Davis with the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift Update.
They're still engaged.
That was Burke Davis with the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift Update. And now here is Dirk Bavis with the Adele update.
She's still dating someone.
That was Dirk Bavis with the Adele update.
So, lately, anyone who knows me knows that I am so totally into depression music. It's not funny.
But you really? I wouldn't have guessed that.
When I become Dinky Dow, I now watch things like.
People who are zipped up in like inflatable T-Rex outfits and somebody sprays some fart spray in the fan. I love that shit, man. Oh my God.
It is a non-stop laugh fucking session. I don't even know what to say. But
and they're stuck. They can't get out. They're stuck. Oh my God. The glasses are disgusting. What? Oh my God. The hell?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to stay here in Texas much longer. I was hoping to hold on until the Mama Spetty died, and then I would go my separate ways. But it's coming to a head.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's coming to a head real quick.
I thought you were going to say it was something about the weather, but
no. I'm getting to the point of hating everyone, like everyone.
I wouldn't know what it's like to live with my mother-in-law.
Kristen said to me the other day, "You left our marriage 2 years ago." I said, "Yep."
Jesus. Hey, at least you're honest, right?
Glad you noticed.
I wasn't trying to be subtle, just so you knew where we were standing, but
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. I went through 24 fucking years of hearing how I was the worst decision you ever made. I don't know why I would want to stay. You're such an asshole. Well, yes, I was when you married me.
You knew that coming into this.
All you had to do was ask one of my friends. What friends? You got it. Now you've got it.
Like she could call
me. Don't talk to people.
She could call me and be like, "What do you think of Scott? Oh, I love him to death, but he's an asshole."
I talked to my sister the other day, which I my sister and I don't talk a lot anymore.
By the way, how's she doing?
She's doing okay. She's still recovering.
Mom or
she's what, 50 years old now? Something like that. She was born in 74. She was born in 72. So she's 52 years old, 53, something like that. 54. I don't know. I don't keep track of this shit.
I can't add anymore. I could ask her, "Hey, how you doing?"
But at our age, we're kind of like, you and I are smart with the things that we do. We don't do things that can kill us. My sister took up BMX riding competition style at the age of 50.
On bicycles or motorcycles?
It's bicycles because it's BMX. If it was motocross, then that would be motorcycles.
And still, she's riding a bicycle up and down hills and jumps and
she wrecked.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
She broke a lot.
I'm sure she did. And Scott's just going, yeah, couldn't see that one coming. I mean, I'm not going to sit over here and laugh, but I'm going to sit over here and laugh.
I didn't laugh at her. I laughed with her.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we all say.
Because she was definitely amused at the fact that it was me pointing out that a 50-year-old should not be getting on a bike.
The 54-year-old. I quit riding bikes in my like early 40s because I was going to fall down and hurt myself.
But she had the gumption to do this and get up and
I guess I gotta go good for you, but you should take a step back and go, how many people my age are doing this with success and not breaking bones?
And we talked for like an hour and it was a good conversation. But yeah, I don't even know why I brought that up.
Because we got nothing else to talk about because your brother's an idiot. That's why.
No, Mike's not an idiot. He's
not that brother. This brother, idiot. I misunderstood the assignment. I thought we were doing a completely different show. Yeah, I fuck up.
I talked with because I have everything scheduled out and my ADHD is so fucking intense, along with my OCD. The schedule's set. You've got to go by the schedule. If we have to go and re-record something, we have to do it on an off day.
Now that I have that in the back of my brain, I will now know. Okay.
My OCD is just, it's like, this is what we have scheduled.
Are you going to reschedule stuff since I fucked up, or are we skipping Marillion and going to the next one? Because that would be horrible.
We have to reschedule two shows now. And then next week is going to be, what is next week going to be? I'm very curious to see. I have it over here. Show schedule. Next week is Every Time Cleveland Was Stupid.
I now have a new sound clip for you.
Oh, no. What did I say?
Oh, no, it was not you. It was me. Whoops. Oh, I didn't think I wanted to do that. Oh, well.
So, yeah, Every Time Cleveland Was Stupid, like the river catching on fire.
Yeah.
Balloons knocking out power to half the country. There's so many.
That's the clip I'm making for you right now for soundbite.
Oh, that's terrible.
You seem kind of psyched.
No, I'm bummed.
How sad. Oh, God. Diana Rossini is... They are gonna... They are gonna fuck that bitch over.
Give me some context. I don't remember who she is.
Diana Rossini used to be a reporter in the NFL scene. She got caught on a romantic getaway with Mike Vrabel, who is the head coach of the New England Patriots. Both of them are married to other people. Allah said, married other people, did not know about the tryst going on. And so Diane Rossini, after getting a little bit of backlash, quit her job. And she's literally just been a keyboard warrior in posting everything that she can about her relationship with Mike Vrabel, going back all the way to 2020, where there are pictures of them at a bar kissing each other. I need to say it this way. It has been leaked that her child just happens to be old enough to be the son of Mike Vrabel and not her husband. Then to add to that, somebody finally posted what the child's name was. Guess what his name is?
What?
Michael Rossini. If I were her husband, I would be so fucking pissed. Oh, now God. It's coming out that she may have been sleeping with the head coach of the Denver Broncos as well, Mike Shanahan.
Because why not?
She got good news. She had good scoops. They were always right. Oh, God, if I was her husband.
Yikes.
It's one thing to be in an open marriage or an open relationship. It's another thing to be in a relationship that's not open and then find out that your kid was named after a guy that she's banging currently. Yeah. On that note, we got to take a little break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Well,
bye-bye. I think
we'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be back. God, that's real bassy. I love it.
The Davis and Davis Show will be right back.
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
Welcome back to the Davis and Davis Show.
I actually dig that music. And it's non-copyrighted.
At first, I thought it was really similar to the F1 intro music that we had, but it's I'm getting used to it now, so I'm digging it.
What do you mean?
Davis and Davis Show. Kind of the same vibes. Speaking of which... Friday
Ladies
is practice
and gentlemen,
one.
It's now time for Lasting Moments with Lance Stroll.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole.
Geez, do we have to? Davis and Davis Show presents Formula One Racing News. Geese, do we have to do this? I mean, they're slow as fuck, can't pass anyone, and don't really race.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Oh, well, here we go. It's lights out. And my Honda could beat them.
If you played that once before.
Ooh. Ooh, that pot sucks. I might have to move our F1 stuff to a pot that I can adjust. Yeah, I figured Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, Don't Do It is the perfect song for an yes. F1 intro. don't make that corner. don't try it.
Relax, it's just F1, you know.
You know, it's
2 days and 15 hours and we get a practice in Miami.
Yeah, that's let's see, I'm gonna put this over here. Relax. And I'm gonna put Lance Stroll over here. And I'm gonna put I turn now over here.
How much signal I need to cut across 8 lane? None? I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
So that's on a fast bumper now, so that when we're talking about F1, if somebody did something stupid, I can really just, there you go.
Bing.
We have a race coming up next week.
Yeah. Well, we got practice this Friday.
Yeah. Miami. I actually do like this race setup. It races around the stadiums in Miami.
Yeah. Miami.
Miami.
Moving to Miami.
Yeah. Gonna be
3.36 mile circuit.
Yeah, but there's like two straightaways that are long as fuck.
What happened to my map? There it is. Take a big asshole. Asshole!
Oh.
Here we go. Then tell me the turn numbers. You're useless.
Asshole!
Thank you.
Asshole!
A bullshit.
Give me a nice map. There we go. Oh, yeah. Make it big. Oh, there we go. Okay. So the infield is where turns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are. So nice twisties. Probably be able to grab some power for their power management. Sorry. 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 11. Very long, gentle, sweeping curves. You got a little bit of switchbacks from 11 to 16. There's a hard corner from 14 to 15. Hard left-hander from 15 to 16. Dead nut straight, where they're just all going to run out of power. It's going to suck horrible. 17's a very sharp lefter. So they'll grab some power there. 18's a gentle lefter. 19's a sweeping right-hander. That takes you down into pit row and back into turn number one. So half the race will be fun and the other half won't. Okay, awesome. Yeah,
it will be interesting because of the fact that Ferrari has a shit ton of modifications that they've added. Red Bull has a shit ton of modification. Like the, even their side pods have been changed.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see, I will say this. Hey, we're recording. Thank you, Tidbit. I will say this. This, because of the rule changes that went in and all the updates and shit, this is like the season starting all over again today, this weekend.
Let me guess. Haas will have the fastest car in the circuit because, you know, why not?
None of us know.
Cadillac will come in first place in this race. I'm going to call it now.
Red Bull did a photo session at Silverton last weekend. And the news that came out of that was that their rear wing has now been turned into Ferrari style, where it flips upside down to create an upside down airfoil.
I thought Ferrari abandoned that.
They may have abandoned it, but Red Bull came out with one. So, well, the FIA said that it was legal. So it doesn't surprise me that during this break, other teams didn't fuck around with it to find out. The upside down airfoil intrigues me.
It's a smart use of aerodynamics. I won't lie.
There's a couple of things that I will say about this, where it's smart. The mechanics, the mechanical section is now built into the uprights of the wing instead of having a motor in the center. So now you've reduced drag.
Okay. Good.
I honestly believe that this is a smart thing and Ferrari should have kept with it. I think they got scared because so many teams were complaining about it.
We never
really saw whether there was an advantage to it or not. But the minute that the FIA said that it was legal, now we've seen Red Bull do it. Let me ask you
this question. Wasn't there a bit where they showed that the Ferrari wing flipped and then slowly went back into the original position? They're like, wait, that part not good.
No, that was Red Bull's front wing. The front actuators would
flip too fast slow. And then that would trigger the thing and they're good and it would
slowly come back in. But that was on the front wing.
Okay.
Not the rear wing. So I don't know.
Could be interesting.
To tell you the truth, on the rear wing, if that were to happen, when that wing gets to the 90 degree and it's blocking off the most air before it gets seated back in,
right?
You could use that to your advantage to slow the car down.
Yeah, that's true also.
So
that would be braking. You can't do that. Well, technically, it's not part of the brakes.
Well,
so
we can. The FIA said that it was legal, not understanding that you're creating a shitstorm because it's a kite. It's a damn parachute when it gets. So if they slow it down to where it stays in that parachute mode for the beginning of the turn, and then the car gets control and it flips back to its. This is all bad news. It's all bad news, people. The minute that we started going to mechanical ways of gaining speed and control of the car, you have now taken away from the aerodynamicists that originally designed the car. Adrian Newey is stepping back from his duty as the
team principal.
Yeah.
Going back to aerodynamicist.
He basically said he can't do it all. And, I mean, there's a reason that Red Bull was as strong as it was, with Christian Horner doing the principal part and Adrian Newey running aerodynamics. he's a very brilliant aerodynamicist.
Yeah.
But they really needed somebody like Christian Horner in that position with Adrian Newey, and the Honda shit wouldn't have gotten as bad as it had gotten. And it saddens me to say that. Alonso has made a few comments over the break where I don't think he's going to retire. I think he's going to try for one more year. He's in his 50s now.
Oh, wow.
But I think he's going to try for one more year. Just because he knows that everyone is starting to realize this is a throwaway season.
Absolutely.
There's not going to be any team that has an advantage. If they have an advantage because of how everything is going in the season so far, it's done. This season's pretty much over already. And I said, wait till race five to make a decision. We haven't even hit race five and we're like, yeah, I think we're done. The FIA has talked about adding two races to the end of the season to make up for Bahrain and Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Which saddens me.
What was the last track that they did? The one with the marina.
Yas Marina, and that's the Abu Dhabi.
Is such a beautiful course. Holy crap!
I love that course, but I also love Bahrain. Both of those tracks are Tilke tracks, and I know a lot of people bitch and complain about the tracks that he designs, but honestly, his tracks are some of the best tracks for the areas that they're put in. You're talking about an area where it's really, really flat and sandy where they are. And those are like two of the best tracks on the F1 circuit. I put them up there with Coda. Coda is still my favorite, but that's just because you have, well, Coda and Brazil. Brazil, I love because you're uphill, downhill. Just like Coda. The Middle East tracks are totally different because they're flat, but he's done intricate things to them to make them
interesting and challenging.
Interesting to race, yeah. So
what's your Texas track? Spa or
Texas is track? Coda.
Coda, yeah. Coda is a great track. That first turn is just fucking chaos and I love it.
I mean you're uphill to the turn and then the turn is off camber downhill. So it's
and oblique and yeah, it's crazy.
Who the hell? I mean Herman Tilke is probably the best racetrack designer we've ever had. He's had a couple of, like he did Shanghai. Mm. Or not Shanghai. China. Is that Shanghai? That's Shanghai.
That's Shanghai, yeah. I can't remember I want to say it's a Swiss track. The one that has the, you go uphill super fast and then the jogs.
Spa Frankenshop?
That could be it, yeah.
Where you go through Eau Rouge and then it goes up the hill and slightly to the left.
Yeah, that's
where the guy died in the Formula 2 race about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Spa Frankenshop is almost as old as Monza. I mean, they've been in Formula One for a long time. Monza, Silverstone, Spa-Francorchamps, and Monaco are probably the five oldest tracks. Was that five or was that four?
I don't remember. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, we have something else that we need to get to. Well, do you have anything else on Formula One?
No. No, I'm kind of looking forward to this Miami race. It is a it's a street race, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's around Olympic Village instead of through the town. So
okay.
It's very open. It's a lot like it's a lot like the IndyCar race that we had here in Arlington, where it's going around stadiums and shit like that. So you have a lot more room. It's not Monaco where there's not going to be any passing.
There's like two places to pass people in Monaco. I don't think I saw Miami last year. I think I got into it just slightly after that. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that with some changes and they've had a month off to tweak cars, I'm hoping that it's going to be more fun to watch. I'm hoping I'm right. I'm praying I'm right. If I'm not, I'm going to be really bummed. But anyway, no, that's all the F1 I got.
I mean, the FIA is emphatic that the racing's going to be better. Ultimately, I think the rules that they put in is actually going to make the racing worse. Because their energy recovery is being cut down. By 100 watts, which, yeah, your battery's going to charge faster, but it's also going to deplete faster.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I'm going to say this the same way that Martin Brundle did in his podcast the other day, which is you probably should have done more research before forcing this onto teams.
Yeah.
You should have had the teams building these engines the year before so that you had an entire year to work with the teams and see what works and but while you're still using something that works.
It does make a lot of sense.
NASCAR did that when they went to the Car of Tomorrow. We knew the Car of Tomorrow was coming out. They had the Car of Tomorrow the year before, and every test session, they would have teams test the car against the old car, see where the differences are, you had an entire year of testing. Does that cost money? Yes.
Would they have done it? Absolutely.
The FIA and Formula One Incorporated make over $1 billion every year in profit. You're going to tell me you can't afford it? Well, it's too much of a strain on the teams. Why are the teams taking the strain? You should come up with the car. It should be the base model. You should have tested it for a year and then gone to the teams and said, all right, here's what you have to build. You can put whatever implements you want on, blah, blah, blah. It's got to be this height. It's got to be this far off the ground. Boom. See you later. Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But instead, you dicked around all last year and bitched about the drivers. who was Max Verstappen has been banned from interviews. From not, he hasn't been banned from interviews. He has been choked down. He's not allowed to say the shit that he was saying anymore. They basically looked at him and said, "You're censored."
Oh shit!
Yeah. FIA's got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do.
I don't know if they're going to be smart enough to fix it.
Can they recover? We will find out.
I mean, NASCAR went through probably their biggest problem ever this past year with the lawsuits. And NASCAR got knocked down a notch. I mean, Michael Jordan won.
Yeah.
Oh, we settled. Okay, great. Guess what that means? Michael Jordan won. the whole world knows Michael Jordan beat you in the court of
saying,
law.
We're not saying he beat you, but he beat you. Yeah, we get it.
But you know, the FIA's got to understand that Max Verstappen saying it's no longer fun to race in that series, and that he might quit after this year, to censor him and say you can't say that shit anymore. You just fueled a fire that you didn't want, because now all the fucking fans are sitting there going, they're trying to shut his mouth. They're trying to keep him from, and all that does is creates animosity towards the FIA.
Yeah.
They've backed themselves into a corner, and it's a corner I wouldn't want to be in.
No.
All right, we've got to move on to our next thing, which...
Okay.
It's time for Burke's Spoken Word.
Someone is in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone is in the kitchen. I know. Someone is in the kitchen with Dinah, drumming on the old banjo, singing "Be by Fiddly I O, Fee Fi Fiddly I O." Oh, oh, oh. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Burke's Spoken Word.
This has been the Davis and Davis Show. Remember, new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks for listening.
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.